My name is Paul Bierman. I'm the chairman of Stratford-upon-Avon Athletics junior section and also the head coach. And Andrew Pozzi has just qualified for the 110-metre hurdles at the London Olympics. Andrew and I have known each other probably for 10 years now. We sat down in 2009 and did his 10-year plan. We planned in 2016 he would go to Rio for the Olympics, but here he is 4 years early. He was 16 and he was at the English schools and he got through to the final of the hurdles. He was in Gateshead for the championships, and Andrew phoned up to say that he'd got this problem with his toe. So my suggestion to him was, well, perhaps you ought to think about pulling out. The phone went quiet for a few seconds. He said, I've made the decision, I'm going to run. Which I knew he was going to anyway, because that's the sort of fella, he'd have to have a broken leg to stop him, you know, competing. So he ran and came third, got his bronze medal. He had a fractured metatarsal. That typifies really his determination. He was doing the 60-metre hurdles. He ran extremely well. And then the announcer exploded in the crescendo of noise all around the stadium that he'd actually broken the UK record. And his dad and I just calmly sat and looked at each other and thought, oh dear. He ran the final as well and broke his own record again. And that's when you actually realise, hang on a minute, this could be quite special. And really, it's gone on from there. But when he came fourth in the World Indoor Championships, you sit there and think, oh goodness, this is little Andre. He's classed as an overnight sensation. Pozzi bursts on the scene. And we think, hang on a minute, this has taken 10 years to actually get to his level. If I had a fiver, for every metre he's run, every time we've been frozen and soaked on a training track, then I'll be a very rich man. We'll be glued to a television, cheering him on. And who knows? You know, hurdles is a very, very demanding and unforgiving event. And you make one slight mistake, and that's it, can be, you know, game over. But in his case, I've got a feeling that he could surprise a few people. I certainly hope so. Good luck, Andrew, not just from me, but from all your friends and clubmates at Stratford-upon-Avon Athletic Club.